draws the lights, I just color them.
You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, with a blast of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Good morning. You are now listening to a new broadcast, and the title of it is Until We Meet Again. I will be on every Wednesday morning, preferably around 2 a.m., and we're going to have an exciting time together. The Lord led me to walk this adventure. Until We Meet Again is a program that will probably run about 30 minutes. It's a praise and worship program. And we're going to be praising and worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ, Christian fellowship with believers in the Lord, everywhere this broadcast reaches. And hopefully we will have more people dialing in, listening to us every Wednesday, and I look forward to that. And this is the day. It's early in the morning, most of the world is sleeping, and you are awake for whatever reason, but it's a wonderful time for us to just fellowship the Lord. And this is a beautiful day. He's given us breath, and we should be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad. We will choose to be glad and worship him in it. So we're going to say our prayer every morning. We're going to say our prayer. And then after that, we're going to go into fellowship. It's going to be different every Wednesday. And we're just going to follow how the Lord leads us to worship. And it's early in the morning, I know that, and you're awake for many different reasons. It could be, you know, stress, Lord forbid, illness. You could be in the hospital, you could be like in pain, or you could be, you know, worrying about or concerned about a teenager that is still out and didn't come back, or you don't know where they are, or financial hardships. But whatever the reason that at this particular moment you are awake, you could be a nurse in a hospital, you could be a caregiver, you know, looking over a person that needs assistance, or you could be just a truck driver or some kind of public driver that's driving up and down the roads, and for whatever reason, the Lord knows that you're listening, and I'm just so glad that you are here and we're worshiping the Lord together. You know, we can look around today and we can tell it will not be long before Jesus Christ cracks that cloud to come back for his bride, the church. And we need to look up and be encouraged and know that God is with us. This is not our home. We're just strangers passing through, the scripture writes. So our time together is going to be all about strengthening, encouraging one another. And we're going to be reading hymnals and reading devotionals and the Psalms and definitely the scriptures. So you're not alone. Jehovah Elohim, Adonai, is with you. He sees you. He loves you. And everything that's happening in this world, that we are not to be worried or fret about it, because God is in control. He knows your situation. He knows what you're going through, and he is in total control. So the Lord has led me a week or two ago to start beginning fasting again. I remember decades ago, the church, the body of Christ, the pastors used to always, you know, scream from the pulpits, church, we need to fast. We're going to have a fast. And it depend it on how the Lord led you. It could be a fast of, you know, breakfast, or a fast of not having lunch or dinner or whatever, but it was a fast, dedicating that time for the Lord, and the church walked in more victory. And we need to, it's important to bring that fasting back to the body of Christ, that we will have the victory that we need in these last days. When the disciples could not rebuke and cast out the demon from that child, Jesus had given them authority to cast out demons, but this particular spirit did not want to leave that child. And Jesus rebuked the evil spirit, casting it out of the child. And the disciples, and they were probably had a little, they had a little doubt going on, no doubt. But the disciples asked the Lord, why we couldn't cast out the demon. And the bottom line was, Jesus said that this kind comes out only through prayer and fasting. It's a two-prong recipe. It's a powerful recipe. It's two-prong. You need that fasting along with the prayer. And right now, saints, like ever before, we need to be fasting as well as praying and reading our scripture in faith to stand against depression, illness, chaos, and demon possession that is all around us. Now, we are in a spiritual battle. And if you don't want to be a casualty of the evil attacks in these last days, we have to lay aside everything in our life. Everything. It may seem insignificant. Oh, I'm just going to, you know, hold on to this. God doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Satan, it gives him authority. That lay aside everything that does not please the Lord. The little foxes spoileth, right? And we need also, I know we need to study our Bible, read it daily, in faith, not be religious about it, in faith. And we are to look up to Christ's return any day, any moment for you and I. As we share the gospel, share the good news of Jesus, Jesus' resurrection, him dying for our sins, the blood of Jesus healing our mind, our body, our soul, we need to reach back as we're walking forward, reach back for our co-workers, family members, friends that are not saved, literally sharing the gospel, literally trying to snatch them out of hell's fire. As we continue to walk forward in our personal faith towards the finish line in Jesus Christ. Now, that is my introduction for this morning about what the program Until We Meet Again is all about. Now we're going to read right now from Jesus calling, every peace in his presence, having peace in his presence. And today is June the 12th. It's Saturday, praise the Lord, the Lord's Day. Well, every day is the Lord's Day, but originally, you know, the Jewish, you know, it was the end of the week on Saturday. Jesus is calling. It says, let me help you through this day. There are many possible paths to travel between your getting up and laying down at night. Stay alert to many choice points along the way, being continually aware of my presence. Whose presence? God's presence. You will get through the day one way or another. One way is to moan and groan, stumbling along, shuffling your feet. This will get you to the end of the day eventually, but there is a better way. You can choose to walk with me, Christ, along the path of peace. Peace is so important. Satan wants to take your peace, church. Leaning on me as much as you can, as much as you need. We have to lean on Jesus, lean on God. There will still be difficult difficulties along the way, but you can face them confidently in the strength of God, the strength of your faith in the scriptures. Thank me for each problem you encounter, not to grumble, but to thank him because he's working something out. It may not even be about you. It might be about someone else, obviously. And watch to see how I transform trials into blessings. Through everything we are going through, there's a reason for it. We may not ever know the reason, but there is a reason, because God is that heavenly chess player. And this reading is from 1 Corinthians 10:10, Luke 1:17, and 2 Samuel 22:29-30. Praise the Lord. That was, and this is Sarah Young, and you can get these books on Amazon, okay, or the Christian bookstore. The next one is God's Promises for Your Every Need. God's Promises for Your Every Need. I don't want to just say my opinions. I want to read scripture, because scripture is what people can hold on to. Scripture is the word of God. Scripture gives life to the soul. So I want to focus on scripture, okay? What to do when you are fearing, or you are fearing or facing fear. Okay, that's one. This book, God's Promises for Your Every Need. This book right here is out of print, and I bought this from Amazon, from eBay, from a private owner on eBay, because they're no longer in print. But don't worry, don't fret. You can go to the Christian bookstore, and they have God Promises in paperback. They're 100 pages long in length, and they're not expensive, 99 cents. Matter of fact, I bought 30, I think it was 30, and I had them shipped to North Carolina to a nursing home in North Carolina where they're very, very ill. They're on ventilators and they're trach patients, and they have all kinds of issues, but they're there, and their soul is there, and they need the word of God. They need encouragement. They need that healing. They need that comfort. And there's a church that goes in there, comes in every once a week, Wednesdays and I think Sundays, and they have fellowship with them. And the Lord just led me to send 30, and then the Holy Spirit spoke to me again and said to ship and send 50 more of these little 96 cents booklets. And you open it up, and it's up under the contents. You whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, there's scriptures up under that subject area, like faith, love, eternity, praise, serving God, obedience, the carnal mind, the Holy Spirit, the church, Satan, the return of Jesus Christ, the unsaved, forgiving others, Christian fellowship, your responsibility, speaking God's word, unanswered prayers, unsaved loved ones, marriage, divorce. You look up under there and you find the scriptures that you need encouragement, need patience, need peace. And you read the scriptures, and it's a spiritual emergency kit. It's a spiritual emergency kit where, you know, you're at work, or you're in your car, or you're in the park, or you're talking to someone, and I know that scripture. What is it? What is it? Where you can just pick up your little booklet, and you can turn to that page, and you can read the scriptures, the promises, God's promises. Okay, so right now, I'm going to open this up. What the Bible says has to say about serving God. You shall walk after the Lord your God in fear, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and hold him fast. Deuteronomy 13:4. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6:24. Then Jesus said unto him, Away with you, Satan, For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Matthew 4 and 10. But take careful heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commands you, to love your God, to love your Lord your God, and to walk in all of his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. Joshua 22 and 5. Jesus came and he said, I didn't come to do away with the law. I came to fulfill the law. So unfortunately, a lot of the Jews, they're still, you know, following Moses. They rejected Christ. But that will be changing soon. Okay, and you have a lot of Messianic Jews that has accepted their Messiah, but the nation as a whole, you know, through Revelation, you know, the Antichrist is going to attack them and attack Israel, and it seems like all is lost, and they're going to cry out to Jesus, the Messiah. And when they say that, when they cry out to him, Jesus is going to come back. That's in Revelations. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. Saints, we need to walk in holiness, acceptable to God. Perfection, no, but walking in God's ways, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you are a believer and your mind is not being changed, wait a minute, I shouldn't be thinking this way. I should be going there. I shouldn't be doing this. I'm a believer now. The renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. We have to do, saints, what is good in God's sight, what he feels, not what we consider is acceptable, what God know, what we know that is acceptable to the Lord, and the perfect will of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. That's how the world knows that we're believers, the love that we have for each other and other people. And honor, giving preference to one another. This is what the church, when they look at the body of Christians, they're like, wait a minute, they're not like us. They're not like cold and dry and hateful. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. We're supposed to share when we know our brothers and sisters need assistance. If we can, not grudgingly, but if we can, if we could help them physically, spiritually, we should. Romans 12, 10, 11, and 13. Okay, we're going to stop right there, but this is a beautiful God's promises. Check out Christian bookstore.com and order one of these books. They're amazing. And now we're going to have our song, our two songs for today. Everything's copywritten, so we're going to sing our own songs, okay? And this is out of American All American Church Hymnal, page 196. And I ordered this from eBay, and a lot of the hymnals are no longer in print. You can't find them. I went to Amazon, and that hymnal was $125 used, and I'm like, wow. And a lot of churches, they don't sing out of hymnals, and it's a shame, because the hymnals, they are rich in scripture. Rich, and you're literally reading the Word of God. And I found this. I went on eBay and I ordered this book, this hymnal, and I love it. I love these hymns. And this one says 196, W.O. Cushing and Robert Lowry. And these hymnals, they date back to the early 1900s. Follow on. It says, down in the river with my Savior I will go, where the flowers are blooming and the sweet waters flow, Everywhere he leads me, I will follow on, walking in his footsteps till the crown be won. Down in the valley with my Savior I will go, where the storms are sweeping and the dark waters flow. With his hands to lead me, I will never fear. Danger cannot frighten me if my Lord is near. Down in the valley or upon the mountain steep, close beside my Savior, would my soul ever keep. He will lead me safely in the path that he has trod, up to where they gathered on the hills of God. The chorus is, follow, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere, I will follow on. Follow, I will follow Jesus. Everywhere he leads me, I would follow on. Praise the Lord. I love that one. And this one is Jesus loves even me. I am so glad that our fathers in heaven tells of his love in the book. He has given wonderful things in the book I can see. This is the dearest of Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Though I forget him and wander away, still he doth love me whether ever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms would I flee when I remember that Jesus loves me. Oh, if there's only one song I can sing, when in his beauty I see the great King. This shall be my song in ever eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. Chorus. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Even me. Praise the Lord. These are some wonderful hymns. Wonderful hymns. Let's see if, okay. Okay, that will be that for now. Praise the Lord. And this is another book. So you can look and on Christian bookstore and look up under hymnals and you can invest. The hymnals are $15. They're not that expensive. And you can open up the hymnal and you can have your own song, worship, and fellowship. Okay, now this is another one that I found in, it was around Easter. And you can order, it's Linda Peterson's. And it's God Books. Look it up, God's Books from Sky Horse Publishing in New York. And it is a large print Bible word search book. And these are different ways that you can get the scripture and enjoy the scripture. And it's a fresh approach to the Bible. And you open it up, and this one's large print, Peace of Mind. And it says, Bible Word Search, Fear Not. And you open it up, and it has the scriptures, and then within the words, the alphabets, you look for the words that's found in the scripture. The scripture verse, Psalms 3:3-4, it says, But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord and he answers me from his holy mountain. And you look for the words, Lord, shield, around, glory, one, lifts, head, high, call, answer, holy mountain. And this one is Psalms 3:5-6. I lay down to sleep. I wake up again because the Lord sustains me. I would not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. This is so relevant. This is David talking, but you know, a lot of times the world right now is so dangerous. You have Christians all over the world being martyred for their faith. And, you know, they're laying down and they're probably, you know, you know, concerned about their safety. But here, God promises if we have faith, we pray that when we sleep, that we will wake up again. The Lord keeps us over the night, keeps our family safe. And though a thousands be around us trying to attack us, we're not going to fear because we're in the Lord's hands. Okay, we're going to read one more. Let's see. This one is, Psalms 4, 7, and 8. And you're looking for the words joy, heart, grain, new wine, abundant peace, lay down, sleep alone, Lord, dwell safety. And it says, you have put joy in my heart more than when their grain and new wheat were abundant. And peace, I will both lay down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, have me dwell in safety. All right. So we're going to go on to read a scripture out of the Bible. And we have five more minutes. And let's see, five more minutes. Here we go. Here we go. Matthew 7 and 7. And it says, do not worry. Therefore, I say unto you, do not worry about your life, what you should eat or what you should drink, nor about your body, but you will put what you will put on. It is not life more than blood, more than food, or body more than clothing. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? I'm going to stop right there, church. We're going to be closing out. Again, you have been listening until we meet again. I enjoyed our worship together, our fellowship. We're going to be meeting again next week. And let's close out with prayer. Father God, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my brothers and sisters. Lord, I thank you. We need to be encouraged in the Holy Spirit. I know we're two or three gathered in his name that you are in the midst. And Lord, we just praise and we just worship you. I'm praying that my brothers and sisters, wherever they are, that you will give them peace and that you will give them that joy that they need. By the joy of the Lord is their strength, is our strength. And I just thank you and I worship you. Look over everything that's theirs, look over their family, and we're praying for healing and all these blessings we ask in your Son, in Jesus Christ's name, amen.